Peace to all of you.
Rauhaa kaikille.
And one more time, we are glad to be in your midst.
Me ollaan tosi iloisia, että saadaan olla täällä teidän kanssa.
I don't know how many times we have been here.
En oikein edes muista, kuinka monta kertaa me ollaan täällä oltu.
But we have been here enough.
Ollaan oltu kuitenkin tarpeeksi.
For me to feel home.
Siihen, että mä tunnen oloni kotoisesti.
Of course, I must admit.
Täytyy myöntää.
That when we move all the time.
Kun me muutetaan koko ajan.
We develop a certain skill to feel home very fast.
Et meillä, me koetaan olomme tosi nopeasti kotoisaksi.
The work in Spain is still going on.
Työ Espanjassa jatkuu edelleen.
And there is some good news.
Ja on hyviä uutisia.
Because a young fresh blood is coming in the team.
Koska tuoretta verta, nuorta verta on tulossa tiimiin.
About 8 months ago we had a young man.
Suunnilleen kuukausi sitten oli nuori mies.
29 years old that joined our work.
29-vuotias.
Then we had a lady, 28 years old, that joined our work.
Ja sitten oli 27-vuotias nainen.
And now we'll have a young Finn, 18 years old, that will come with us for the time.
Ja nyt on tulossa vielä 18-vuotias nuori nainen Suomesta.
She will come for 1 year.
Hän tulee vuodeksi.
And you don't need to tell her if you know her.
Ja
you don't need to tell her that we pray she will be with us at least for 10 years.
Okay, älkää kertoko hälle, että me rukoillaan, hän tulisi olemaan ainakin 10 vuotta meidän kanssa. Hän on tulossa vuodeksi.
But the Lord is good.
Mut Herra on hyvä.
And basically the main news we have about the work in Spain.
Ja parasta uutista, mitä meillä siellä on.
It's that we about 2 months and a half ago.
Suunnilleen 2.5 vuotta
sitten. We have begun to establish a church.
Me ruvettiin perustamaan seurakuntaa.
In a town called Pilas.
Pilasin kaupunki.
Now that's not the first church we will establish.
Se ei ole ensimmäinen seurakunta, joka perustetaan.
We have already established a number of churches.
Me ollaan perustettu useampia kirkkoja.
And one of them that we established about 20 years ago.
Ensimmäinen niistä oli suunnilleen 20 vuotta sitten.
It was hard.
Se oli kovaa.
But that church got established.
Mutta saatiin perustettua se seurakunta.
And there are now 60 some in that church.
Ja nyt sulla on 60 henkeä sen.
And they have a pastor and eldership and.
Ja siellä on pastori ja vanhimmat.
But it was tough.
Mut se oli kovaa työtä.
I remember we had gone to that place.
Muistan, kun me mentiin sinne.
And there was no Christian in town.
Siellä ei ollut kristittyä siinä kaupungissa.
And after we had been there for a few weeks.
Oltiin oltu siellä muutama viikko.
A lady got saved.
Ja yksi nainen pelastui.
30 years old about.
Suunnilleen 30.
At the most.
Korkeinta 30.
And a few days after.
Ja pari päivää sen jälkeen.
Her husband got saved.
Hänen miehensä pelastui.
And for them it was very tough.
Ja se oli heille hyvin vaikeaa.
Because it's tough to get saved in the little town in Spain.
On vaikea olla niin kuin siellä kaupungissa.
Because everyone in town.
Koska kaikki muut siinä kaupungissa.
Know that something abnormal has happened.
Tiedän, että jotakin eriskummallista on tapahtunut.
And the Catholic priest,
ja katolinen piispa,
while he preached in his church,
kun hän siis saarnasi siellä seurakunnassa,
he had said to everybody of that place,
oli sanonut siellä seurakunnassa,
that Manoli and Paco, this is their name, Manoli and Paco, that's the couple who got saved.
Okay, eli tämä pariskunta on Manoli ja Paco.
You know that they had joined a sect. He announced that they had joined a sect. A cult. Yeah,
okay.
A cult.
Eli tämä katolinen piispa oli siis sanonut, että okei, tämä pariskunta, että he on nyt liittynyt johonkin lahkoon.
All this to say that it wasn't easy for those two.
Se oli tosi vaikea.
And that little group started to grow.
Ja tämä pieni seurakunta alkoi kasvaa.
And a brother that lived in one other town.
Ja veli, joka asui toisessa kaupungissa.
Him and his wife.
Hän ja vaimonsa.
They were also the only Christian in town.
He oli myös ainoita.
And they were coming to help the couple that I talked to you about.
Ja he rupes kulkemaan ja auttamaan sitä naapurikaupungista.
And they would come to visit them every week.
Tuli joka viikko käymään kylässä.
And they were of a great help.
He oli isoksi avuksi.
But after a few months,
muutaman kuukauden jälkeen,
the brother died.
Tämä veli kuoli.
The one that used to come to visit them.
Se veli sieltä naapurikaupungista, joka oli käynyt auttamassa.
He died and that little group was left alone again.
Ja sit taas tää pieni ryhmä jäi niin kuin.
So we had to go and take care of them again.
Ja sit täytyy mennä taas.
Every week our team had to go there to take care of them.
Heidän tiimiinsä sit taas rupes käymään joka viikko.
And we took care of them for about a year and a half.
Suunnilleen puolitoista vuotta.
And then one member that used to be in our team,
sitten yksi jäsen meidän tiimistä,
that met his wife in our team,
joka oli tavannut vaimonsa tässä meidän tiimissä,
and his wife was Finnish,
ja tämä vaimo oli suomalainen.
He came to me,
tuli
because they were in Sweden, the couple was in Sweden,
olivat Ruotsista.
And they were sent to do missionary work in Spain.
Ja heidät oli lähetetty sieltä Ruotsista niin kuin lähetystyöhön Espanjaan.
And François, that his name, François
oli tämän miehen nimi.
François came to me and said, Simon, can I take care of that new church?
Tämä François tuli Simonin luo ja sanoi, että saanko mä ottaa tämän pienen seurakunnan
puolustamassa. I said, sure.
Sanoin, että totta kai.
I would be happy if you come and take care of him.
Olisin tosi onnellinen, jos.
I know you.
Mä tunnen sinut.
I trust you.
Mä luotan sinut.
And that would be very good. And François and his wife went there and took care of that small group.
François ja hänen vaimonsa menivät pitämään huolta tuosta pienestä uudesta seurakunnasta.
But about a year and a half after,
suunnilleen puolitoista vuotta sen jälkeen,
his wife died.
Vaimo kuoli.
She was 42 years old.
Hän oli 42-vuotias tämä nainen, joka kuoli.
And again we had to go there and take care of that group.
Ja taas tämä tiimi piti lähteä sinne.
I share all that to explain to you that to establish a church,
mä kerron tämän teille sen takia, että seurakunnan perustaminen,
it is tough.
Se on kova.
And we must work on it for a long time.
Ja se on pitkäjänteistä työtä.
But happily today I can say,
mut onneksi nyt mä voin sanoa,
that church is going good.
Se seurakunta voi hyvin.
We don't need to take care of them.
Enää me ei aina pitää heistä huolta.
They can take care of themselves very well. And therefore we can invest our energy in establishing other churches. So please pray for that young church in Pilas. The town is called Pilas. 15,000 inhabitants. And very near there is other small town. So in a very small area there is 25,000 folks who did not access to a church. We had done a lot of work there in the streets. Many people were open. And they have told us time and again, we would like to visit a church, but there is no church in town.
Me haluttaisiin käydä seurakunnassa, mutta siellä ei ole seurakuntaa.
But now there is a church in town.
Mutta nyt siellä on.
Well, it's not very big.
Se ei ole kauhean iso.
But there is a small group.
Mutta siellä on tämmöinen pieni seurakunta.
And therefore anybody that has interest,
ja niinpä, jos joku on kiinnostunut,
can go there if they want to.
Voi käydä kyllä tuossa seurakunnassa.
And things are getting good.
Ja asiat menee ihan hyvin.
But I want to ask you to pray for the small church.
Mutta pyydän, että muistakaa tuolla pieni seurakunta.
Because we know that it will be a fight.
Koska me tiedetään, että tulee taistelua.
And we are ready for a fight.
Ja me ollaan valmiita taistelemaan.
But it always feels good.
Mutta se ei aina tunnu hyvältä.
When we know there is a number of churches behind that pray for us.
Ja me tiedetään, että se tuntuu on hyvältä, että meidän takana on seurakunta.
Anyway, today,
tänään,
I would like to speak to you about the Word of God, the Bible.
Haluan puhua teille Jumalan sanasta.
I don't know if you are aware,
en tiedä, oletko tietoisia,
but the Bible is on a decline.
On niin laskemassa.
The Bible is less read today.
Nykyään luetaan vähemmän raamattua.
And I would think it's the way it is in Finland also.
En tiedä, onko se sama täällä Suomessa.
The Bible is less read today.
Nykyään luetaan vähemmän raamattua.
Than 50 years ago in Finland.
Kun 50 vuotta.
Because there is so many things today we can read. We can go on internet. We can read all kind of news. All kind of teachings, all kind of preachings, we can read and we can read again. And even if we select a topic, we can go to on internet and read teachings and teachings. And the Word of God is not read as much as it used to. I think I have told you in the past years about a young man. He was going to a Bible school. And he came often in our camp. And when he was in our camp, he would read a lot of books, all kinds of books. Book about history, apologetics, all kind of books. He would always come with different books. And he had a pile of them. So one day I went to talk with him. I said, you read a lot of books. He said, yes, in the school they give us a lot of books to read. And he said, our test, it's about all those books. And therefore we must read them and take notes. Yeah, I said, I see you are very involved in these books. But I said, do you have time to read the Word of God? He smiled. Yeah, he said, it's true, we don't have so much time to read the Bible. But still, we read it, of course. But it's true, we must read so many books that... A young man have come to me once. He said, Brother Simon, can you make a list of good books? Because said, there's all kind of books. Useless books. Bad books. Books that don't give you very much. But he said, I know there is very good Christian books. I said, yes, I will make you a list of good books. At the condition that every hour you put in one of those books, you will put 10 hours in this book. This way you will be able to know and discern if the books you read are in tune with the Word of God. And he said, okay, I will do it. I said, okay, if you will do it, I will make you a list of books. But what I'm saying is this. And this you can analyze on your own. You can observe. The Bible is on the decline. And it's also under attack. The Bible today is very much under attack. And as strange as it may sound, even under attack in our evangelical churches. This might astonish you. You must say, in which way the Bible is under attack in our churches? One of the way it's under attack is that we are told and people agree inside our churches that the Bible is the Word of God. And nearly all of them agree that everything in this book is true. So this sounds very good. Well, we all agree that this is the Word of God. We basically all agree that everything in this book is true. But the problem is this. If I read the word of God, and I develop a moral conviction, And I say, for example, this is bad.
Ja mä ajattelin, että toi on huono asia.
This is not according to what the Word of God teach.
Että tämä asia ei Jumalan sanan mukaista.
I am told very many times.
Mulle usein sanotaan.
Brother Simon. This is your opinion.
Tämä on sun mielipide.
That's not necessarily what the Bible says.
Ei se välttämättä sitä, mitä Raamattu
sanoo. That's your interpretation of what the Bible says. But it's not necessarily what the Bible says. So basically what we are told, it's this. This is the Word of God. Everything inside the book is true. But nobody can be sure he understands what the Bible
says.
He must be humble and say, according to me, In my opinion, it's like this.
Se tarkoittaa tätä.
But you are not authorized to say.
Mutta sä, sulla ei ole auktoriteettia ja valtaa sanoa.
The Bible teach that.
Sano näin.
No, this not.
Ja näin ei voi sanoa, että Raamattu.
This not. Even less.
Ja yhä vähemmän.
In what has to do with moral issue.
Näiden moraali-asioiden kanssa.
And even if it's present moral issue.
Ja jos on tämmöinen tällä hetkellä käy niin kuin moraaliasioita mietitään.
Moral issue of our days.
Tämän päivän asia.
Don't talk about it.
Älä puhu siitä.
Authoritatively.
Älä puhu siitä niin kuin sulla olisi auktoriteetti tai valta sanoa jotain.
You can say something.
Sä voit sanoa jotain sinne päin.
But that sounds very sure.
Mutta älä kuulosta kovin varmalta.
We must be humble.
Me pitää olla pöyriä.
And we don't know.
Ja ettei me oikein tiedetä.
Maybe we don't understand what the Bible teach.
Me ei ihan niin kuin ymmärtää, mitä Raamattu sanoo.
So if it is so,
jos olisi asia näin,
the Bible become a useless book.
Raamattu tulee ihan hyödyllinen.
Because nobody can be sure he really understand what the Bible teach.
Jos me ajatellaan, että ei kukaan voi ymmärtää, mitä Raamattu ihan todella tarkoittaa.
So in this sense, the Word of God is under attack.
Tätä tarkoitan sillä, kun Jumalan sana on hyökkäyksessä.
And I could go on and on, but that's not the point I want to make today. And one of the other thing is that we evangelical Christian don't advertise the Bible very well. What do I mean? I mean this. There was a time when I was 20 years old. I joined the Crisis the Answer team.
Mä liityin tähän Jeesus Kristuksen vastausjärjestöön.
In Italy.
Italiassa.
We were about 110.
Meitä oli suunnilleen 110 ihmistä.
The average of age was about 23 years old.
Keski-ikä oli suunnilleen 23.
And everybody.
Ja kaikki.
Had a Bible.
Kaikilla oli Raamattu.
But our I don't know why, but our Bible was always quite big.
Mä en tiedä miksi, mutta meidän Raamattu oli yleensä aika iso.
Today mine is kind of small. I travel and it's kind of handy, you know, to bring around. But in those days, everybody had the Bible at least twice as thick. And we would go everywhere with the Bible. All day long. We had our Bible here. We will go to witness in the street. We had our Bible. We will go to the post office. We had it also. We will go to buy food. We had it also. Everywhere we move. And we're a group of 110. And we were a group of 110. We were a group of 110. You know, so we you know, everybody will move with a big book. And people in that town, we start to ask, what is this? And they learned that this was the word of God. But today this is past history.
Mutta tämä on nyt historiaa.
I used to preach in a church.
Saarnasin kirkossa.
Many years ago.
Monta vuotta sitten.
And almost every Christian in church.
Ja melkein jokaisessa seurakunnassa.
Had the word of God Jumala. With them.
Kaikilla kuulijoilla oli Raamattu mukana.
Now I want to ask you how many of you have brought a Bible.
En nyt kysy teiltä, kuinka paljon teillä on Raamattu mukana.
You might say, well, I don't need the Bible.
Voit ajatella, että en näytä tarvitse Raamattua.
I have it on my phone.
Ja mulla on se mun puhelimessa.
Everybody walk with the phone now.
Kaikki kävelee puhelimeen kanssa.
But nobody see Christian walking around.
Mut kukaan ei näe kristittyä.
With the word of God on their home. Their
arm. Että olisi Raamattu tuolla kaipaus.
And brother and sister, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
So, huono idea.
That there would be a campaign in Finland.
Olisi hyvä idea, jos on kampanja.
Christian,
että kristityt,
buy for yourself a Bible.
Osta itsellesi Raamattu.
And don't be afraid to buy a big one.
Ja älä pelkää ostaa isoa Raamattua.
And everywhere you go,
ja mihin tahansa meidät,
bring your Bible along. Imagine if every evangelical Christian in Finland will go to the hospital, to the post office, to the bank, with the Bible. Everybody. I guarantee you, there will be some talk around. And you will be known as a people of one book.
Yhden kirjan ihmisenä.
But what was the case is no longer the case.
Mut enää se ei ole niin.
And it is sad.
Ja se on surullista.
One other thing.
Yksi toinen asia.
Is that at times.
Tiettynä aikoina.
As I have preached in the past years.
Kuten on menneisyydessä.
The Bible can be a mere description.
Raamattu voi olla kuvaus.
We can read the word of God.
Me voidaan lukea Raamattua.
And it would be only a description.
Että se olisi vaan niin kuin tämmöinen kuvaus.
And as I have preached many years ago,
kuten on julistanut monta
sitten, a description has no impact on us.
Ei tämmöiset kuvaukset, ei ne vaikuta
meihin. I repeat.
Toistan.
A description has no impact on us.
Et jos se on vaan kuvausta.
For example, example, I told you, I think maybe 5-6 years ago.
Kerroin teille ehkä 5-6 vuotta sitten.
I talked to you about a young man in Spain.
Nuoresta miehestä Espanjassa.
On a very hot day.
Kuumana päivänä.
48.
48 astetta lämmin.
And this young man.
Ja nuori mies.
Sit in a park.
Istui puistossa.
Under a tree.
Puun alla.
And he sweat.
Ja hikoili.
And he has a bottle of water.
Ja hän oli vesipullo.
A big one. And he read a book that described a snowstorm in Finland when it's 25 degrees below. And the book described a lot of wind and a lot of snow. And it's very cold. But the young man sit on his bench and his hair don't move. They don't move. And he still sweat. He is the cold. He is still sweat. He is still very hot. Why? Because a description has no impact on us. The only kid. The only thing it can do,
kaikki, mitä se, kuvaus voi saada,
it might inspire the young man
se voi inspiroida sitä nuorta miestä,
to come in Finland
lähtemään Suomeen,
to experience a real snowstorm.
Et voi kokea todellisen lumimyrskyn.
Of course, if he wants to come here,
totta kai, jos hän haluaisi tulla tänne,
he will have to buy an airplane ticket. He will have to pay a price.
Maksaa hinta.
And maybe he will decide to not come because he must pay a price. What I want to say is this. Brothers and sisters, The Bible can be for us
voi olla meille
a mere description.
Se voi olla vain kuvaus.
And the descriptions can create interest.
Se voi niinku herättää kiinnostusta.
But it won't have any impact on us.
Mutta ei se vaikuta meihin.
You can compare it to a man, let's say.
Or
actually, I could say the Apostle John.
Apostoli Johannes.
And he wrote what he wrote in this book.
Hän kirjoitti, mitä hän kirjoitti.
Well, first I should say, sorry.
Ensinnäkin sanon.
You know, the Bible can be also as a map.
Raamattu voi olla myös niin kuin kartta.
It can be like a map. You look to a map. There is, if it's a unfinished map. Well, we have a lot of lakes. The rivers are there. But you cannot swim in the lake that are upon a map. You know there is a lake there, but you cannot swim in them. Because it is not real. The rivers are there, but you cannot drink from any of them. Because it's only a map. And the Bible can be only a map. But if we begin to believe it, at the point that we begin to obey it, on all of what it says. When we read it and believe it, and obey it, the map becomes a real land. It is a real land. It's not anymore a map. Something becomes real. And you can begin to drink from those lakes. Or swim in them, I should say. Because the Bible has been transformed. It passed from a map to a real land. And if you go in that land as John did,
you know,
we can basically portray it in this way. John or the Apostle Paul
Johannes tai apostoli Paavali
began a journey.
Aloitti matkaa.
And he began to climb a mountain.
Hän alkoi niinku kiivetä vuorelle.
A mountain that is very high.
Vuori, joka on tosi korkea.
And when they were down,
kun he oli niinku siellä lähdössä,
they described what they saw.
He kuvaili, mitä he näkee.
And they described it very well. And then they begin to climb up. And as they climb up, they describe what they saw. And higher they got, they continue to describe what they saw. Now if we begin to obey the word of God and trust it, we will embark on the same trip. We will come to the foot of a mountain. And we will read what the Apostle Paul wrote when he was there. And we will see what he saw. And we'll experience what he experienced. And if we believe the Bible enough, and if we begin to climb up, we will understand because we will see what Paul saw as he climbed up. And the word of God become real. It's not just a description. It's something we can see. It's something we can touch. And therefore we can know that we know. Because it's not only a book.
Se ei ole enää vain kirja.
It has become something real.
Siitä alkaa tulla totta.
And as we climb,
ja kun me kiitetään,
I must explain that as we climb,
Mun täytyy selittää, että kun me kiitetään.
We must pay a price.
Se maksaa hintaa.
Because we, you know, we all have what is very, very dear to us.
Meillä on kaikilla asioita, jotka on tosi rakkaita.
All kind of things.
Monenlaisia asioita.
Our house.
Meidän koti.
Our car.
Meidän auto.
Our best sport.
Meidän lempiurheilu.
You know, we have all kind of things.
Meillä on monenlaisia asioita.
That are very, very dear to us.
Jotka on meille rakkaita.
But as we climb up.
Kun me kiitetään.
Eventually it gets steep.
Se alkaa jyrkistyä.
And it's hard to climb up.
On vaikea kiitetystä.
And we see that we have too much weight on us.
Ja aletaan huomata, että nyt meillä on liikaa painoa.
And therefore we have a choice.
Ja sitten meidän täytyy valita.
To leave something behind.
Et jätetäänkö me jotain taakse.
Or to stop to climb up.
Vai lopetetaanko me se kiipeäminen.
We must pay a price.
Siinä vaiheessa me maksetaan hintaa.
And it's there that at times.
Ja tollaisina aikoina.
We are unwilling to really pay a price.
Ollaanko me valmiita maksamaan hintaa.
And we stop to climb up.
Ja jos ei olla, niin silloin me lopetetaan se kiipeäminen.
And therefore we have understood only a little part of this book.
Ja siinä vaiheessa me ei olla ymmärretty vasta vähän.
Because if you want to understand the rest of this book,
koska jos haluaa ymmärtää lopunkin Raamatusta,
you will have to continue to climb up.
Täytyy vaan jatkaa ja jatkaa kiitä.
If you want to see what the Apostle Paul saw,
jos sä haluat nähdä sitä, mitä Apostoli Paavali näki,
what the Apostle John saw,
mitä Apostoli Johannes näki,
what Stephen saw,
mitä Stefanus näki,
if you want to see the things they have seen,
jos sä haluat nähdä niitä asioita,
If you want to touch the thing they have touched,
jos sä haluat koskea niitä asioita, jotka he koskevat,
you will have to continue to climb up.
Täytyy vaan jatkaa kiipeämistä.
So let's say one Christian somewhere
joku kristitty jossain
is willing to pay a price.
On valmis maksamaan hintaa.
And he takes some load of his bag.
Ja jättää sitä taakkaa taakse.
It's hard.
Se on raskasta.
Very hard.
Se on tosi raskasta.
Because this was very dear to him.
Koska ne asiat, mitä jättää taakse, niin ne oli.
But he want to touch what Paul have touched.
Mutta hän haluaa koskea niitä asioita, mitä Paavali koskee.
He want to see what John have seen.
Hän haluaa nähdä sen, mitä Johannes näki.
And said, I will pay a price.
Ja sanoo, että mä maksan hintaa.
Climb up.
Ja jatkaa kiipeämistä.
And eventually he come to a cliff.
Ja voi tulla semmoiselle niin kuin jyrkänteelle.
No. And again.
Ja taas uudestaan.
If I want to get on top of the cliff.
Jos mä haluan tuon jyrkänteen päälle.
I will have to basically leave everything behind.
Munhan pitää jättää kaikki taakse.
But all those things are dear to me.
Mutta ne asiat on rakkaita.
I want to get them. To get them.
Ja mä en niinku haluaisi jättää niitä.
I have to pay a price to get them.
Mun täytyy maksaa hintaa.
And now it seems I will have to leave all those things behind.
Hei, nyt mun täytyy jättää ne kaikki taakse.
Many Christians says no.
Moni sanoo ei.
I will not leave all those things behind. I will stay here. And that's why some Christian understand more than other Christian
do.
And some Christian know more than other Christian do. You know, it's not just opinion. It's things they have seen.
Se on niitä asioita, mitä jotkut kristityt näkee.
It's things they have touched.
Ne on niitä asioita, mitä he oikeasti koskevat.
It's things they have lived.
Ne on niitä asioita, mitä he ovat.
Because they paid the price.
Koska he ovat maksaneet hintaa.
And they got on top of the cliff.
Ja he ovat päässeet sinne.
And when the apostle Paul was on top of the cliff.
Kun Paavali oli siellä jyrkänteen päällä.
He wrote what he wrote.
Silloin hän kirjoitti.
Or a part of what he wrote.
Ja niitä asioita, mitä hän kirjoitti.
And if you want to understand this part.
Jos sä haluat ymmärtää niitä asioita.
You will have to get on top of the cliff.
Myös sun täytyy nousta sinne jyrkänteelle, jotta sä ymmärrät sitä.
Because if you don't get it.
Et sä ymmärrä sitä.
You will be left with a mere description.
Jos et sä oot siellä jyrkänteen päällä, niin siinä tapauksessa sä luet sitä vaan kuin kuvaus.
Description has no impact on you.
Ja semmoinen kuvaus jostakin asiasta ei vaikuta meihin.
Description will not change you.
Semmoinen kuvaus ei muuta sinua.
Descriptions will not give light.
Kuvaus ei anna sulle valoa elämään.
In brief,
lyhyesti,
if you want the whole word of God to become real,
jos sä haluat, että koko Raamattu tulee elämäksi,
brothers and sisters, we will have to pay a price.
Siskot ja veljet, meidän on pakko maksaa hintaa.
You know, do not believe those who say,
älä usko niitä, jotka sanoo,
oh, what you must do,
kaikki mitä sä teet,
it's to go to school,
on, että meet kouluun,
you know, to a little school,
oot koulussa.
You sit on your bench.
Istut penkillä.
It's nice and it's snowing outside, but it's nice and warm inside.
Ulkona on myrskyä, mutta täällä sisällä on kiva.
Everybody agree more or less with you in that room.
Kaikki siinä huoneessa on eri mielellä sanoo.
They will teach you what the Bible says.
Ja sitten opetetaan, mitä Raamattu
sanoo. And you will learn.
Ja sitten opetetaan.
The Bible.
Opetellaan Raamattua.
This will give you only information.
Tuolla koulussa sä saat vaan tietoa.
No, knowledge will not come.
Ei se ole sellaista oikeaa kokemusta.
And I want to close with this.
Ja mä haluan lopettaa tähän tarkkaan.
Like I said, the word of God can really become a lamp. The word of God.
Jumalan sanasta voi todella tulla niin kuin totta, sellainen maa.
You know, it can become a real lamp.
Siitä voi tulla se todellista maata.
And in the land of God,
ja
there is all kind of flowers.
Ja tämmöisessä Jumalan maassa on monenlaisia kukkia.
I will use the picture of flowers.
Mä käytän kuvausta kukista.
To present to you something very, very true.
Mä, jotta te ymmärrätte jotain todellista.
In the land of God, there is all kind of flowers.
Jumalan maassa on niin monenlaisia kukkia.
You know, we know that there is some sort of flowers that grow in wet places.
Me tiedetään, että on sellaisia kasveja ja kukkia, jotka kasvaa kosteilla alueilla.
Other grow where it's warm.
Ja jotkut kasvaa siellä, missä on lämmintä.
Other grow in high altitude.
Ja jotkut kasvaa korkealla.
But in the land of God, all the flower you will see there, you can divide them in two groups. Some are like carnation. What is the word carnation? You know, when we get married, many people would put it on.
Okay, look, men and I will see like that.
Why? Because they last.
Koska ne on tosi kestäviä.
You can go and take them.
Voit poimia leipää.
You cut them.
Leipää.
And even in Spain, when it's very hot.
Jopa Espanjassa, missä on tosi kuuma.
They last for hours and hours and hours.
Monta tuntia.
Their beauty doesn't go away very fast.
Niiden kauneus ei haju.
People can look at them.
Ihmiset voi katsoa niitä.
And they can see how beautiful they are.
Onpa ne kauniita.
But in the land of God, there is some all kind of flowers
Jumalan maassa on monenlaisia kukkia.
That are like puppies.
Sitten on myös niin kuin unikoita.
You know, puppies. I don't know how many of you collected them.
Onko joku kerännyt unikoja?
But a puppy.
Mut unikko.
When you cut it.
Kun sä leikkaat sen.
You can count basically until 10.
Sä voit suunnilleen laskea 10.
And it wither away.
Se vaan
niin very quickly, very, very quickly.
Kuihtuu tosi nopeasti.
What do I want to say by this?
Mitä mä tarkoitan tällä?
Is that as you go to explore the land of God,
kun sä kuljet Jumalan maassa,
or if you don't go,
vai vaikka et meniskään sinne,
possibly the preacher might go there,
ehkä saarnaaja menee sinne,
and collect for you carnations.
Ja kerää sulle nelikoita.
You will cut them.
Leikkaa niitä.
All the carnation,
kaikenlaisia leikkoja.
And it can come to your church.
Ja tulee tänne seurakuntaan.
And present it to you.
Ja antaa sulle leikkoja.
And you would be impressed how beautiful they are.
Ja sä ihailet, oi kuinka kauniita ne on.
Because they last.
Koska ne kestää.
They can bring them even to your home.
Sä voit viedä ne sun kotiin.
And you look at them and say, wow, that's fantastic.
Onpa mahtava pippu.
But the puppies.
Mutta unikot.
The puppies.
Unikot.
You cannot cut them.
Et sä voi niitä leikata.
And bring them to the church.
Tuoda niitä seurakuntaan.
You can do it. In fact, you could do it.
Voisit tehdä niin.
But when they get to the church,
mut siinä vaiheessa, kun tulee tänne,
they don't look good at all.
Ei ne täytä hyvältä.
They are dead.
Ne on kuolleita.
They withered away.
Ne on kuihtuneita.
And they won't give you. They won't inspire you at all.
Ei ne sua millään tavalla inspiroisi.
Because they are what they are.
Koska ne on sen tyyppisiä.
What do I want to say with this? It's that if you want to go see the puppies in the land of God,
jos sä haluat mennä ja nähdä unikkoja Jumalan maassa,
if you want to see them,
jos sä haluat nähdä ne,
in their beauty,
niiden kauneudessa,
and in glory,
ja niiden kunniassa,
You will have to go in the land of God, where the poppies grow. Because there is things. Because there is things. That no preacher on the face of the earth will be able to communicate to you with life and beauty. Many things. No preacher, no teacher, even the Apostle Paul would have been able to communicate to you. And I would like to read a verse in 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Second Corinthians 12, verse 3 and 4.
Toinen korintolaiskirje 12 ja sieltä jakeet 3 ja 4. Tästä miehestä tiedän, oliko hän ruumiissaan vai poissa ruumiista, en tiedä. Jumala sen tietää, että hänet temmattiin paratiisiin, ja hän kuuli sanoja, joita ei voi sanoa ilmaista ja joita ihmisen ei ole lupa puhua.
Here Paul speaks about a real experience he had. I believe this was one among many others. Something he saw, something he heard, as he had climbed up. And he says this. He said, what I have heard cannot be expressed. In fact, it says, it's things that are unlawful for a man to utter. A man cannot utter them. A man cannot utter them. A man cannot express them. Because God would not allow it. So if Paul had heard things, real things, it was not just sound he heard. He said it was words. Paul had heard words. And he could not express them. So if you want to hear them, if I want to hear them, there is only one way. To go where Paul was. And brother and sister, that might cost a price. I believe the Bible is on the decline in part because we are unwilling a lot of time to pay a price. We have been used to easy Christianity. Do not say cheap. It doesn't cost us too much. If we must pay a price, I will not climb. And if we don't climb, we have understood only a little piece of this book. This book becomes a boring book. You know, we read it. John chapter 14.
14.
We'll start to read it.
I've
read it many times. John chapter 17. No, I know that I've read it many times.
You know.
Basically, the Bible becomes dry. Because we don't touch. We don't see. It's only a description. How many times are you going to read the same description again and again? Before you get bored. The only way out is to pay a price and climb up. People can say what they want. People can treat me as they want. I might lose the work I have, it's okay. I'm going to climb up. And I don't have too much time. So I can stay at the foot of a cliff for 2 years. Contend if I should forsake this or that. Time is passing quickly. So I go back to where I started. People say, that's not what the Bible say. That's your interpretation of what the Bible say. This could fit. If we talk about a description. In the description, some people sit one way. Because we must imagine, as a young man in Spain, he never saw a snowstorm. So he will imagine the snowstorm like this. Another young man in Spain will read the same book. And in his head, he will not see that, he will see that. And maybe a third one will read the same book. And he will not see this. And he will not see this. He will see that. It's because they are stuck with the description. But the moment you start to climb up, opinion melt away. And conviction enter. Conviction based on what you have saw, you have seen, of what you have touched, of what you have heard. It's not just you that try to imagine things. You have seen what is real. And therefore you can speak. And you can speak authoritatively. Without any doubts. And that's the kind of speaker God seeks. People who have seen. People who have climbed up. People who have paid a price. Actually, the Bible was written for serious Christian. Serious Christian. Christian that was going to dedicate their entire life. For one thing, to know God and make Him known. That's the one thing those Christians will do. And therefore they will climb up, they will pay a price, they will read the Bible, the word will become alive in them, it will bring life, because they will see and touch. We can pray.